You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Strong talk, big brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 10th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Aman. How you doing, Aman?
I'm good. Good morning, Taryn. Good morning, everyone listening or watching. Glad to be back.
Yes, very excited. It was, a slower day on the feeds, you know, but what can you do? What can you do? We are here to talk about everything that happened on the Big Brother Canada 7 live feeds yesterday. And it was day 39 in the house. And as I said, slower day, not a whole lot changing, just a lot of just kind of waiting for the eviction. And Sam is going to have a lot of trouble today adjusting to the fact that people are talking about her like she's already gone. And I feel like Sam. I'm like, yeah, can we stop talking about her like she's already gone? Can we just get her gone already?
Yeah.
Just make it happen. Just speed it up.
Yeah, it's like everybody's sort of like resigned to it. And it is, I imagine it is very frustrating to be that person that, you know, you're still there. You're still in the house. No one's ever really out of Big Brother until Arissa says that they aren't. So I probably be very frustrated, even if I did think that I was going to be the one going home. Can we at least pretend that I'm still, you know, somewhat useful in this game?
Yeah. Well, we started the day with Mark talking to the cameras, and I mentioned this a bit yesterday, but he was talking about, you know, I've been floating by, but I think it's time. I need to start winning these competitions next week, soon, sometime. I need to start winning. I need to start making some moves. And he's wondering, like, who can I get that would put Adam and Dane up on the block together? Maybe Damien? Maybe? I don't know. So he's talking about it. He's talking about these moves, but who knows?
Yeah, I'm going to need some action. I'm going to need for you. I think that, you know, you have to actually prove to us that you can win something and that you can actually put something into motion, you know, like, and if you don't want to win anything, prove that your social game has been good enough to even convince Damien to do something like that. That's a pretty, pretty big move. So, but I'm glad that we're beginning to see some sort of actual, like, empirical evidence that Mark is thinking about, you know, his end game, and the pretty boys might actually be beginning to splinter. So that's exciting, but, you know, the proof is in the pudding.
Yeah.
Guy. Like, come on.
Yeah. Damien's not going to do that.
he won't.
Yes. Kira,
it's going to have to be you.
Yeah. Kira talked to Dane, and just more talk of like, oh, truce. We're not going to put each other up. You know, it wasn't really Sam's fault. She's got weed brain. It's all about the weed brain. Canada.
What a viable excuse, you know?
Yeah.
It is Canada, after all.
I guess so. I've seen those studies, I guess, because Dana's like, well, yeah, I didn't smoke when I was a kid, so I don't got the weed brain.
Annoying.
Yes. We then had Dane, after Kirilev talked to the cameras, Dane says he does not plan on winning the next HOH. He says he feels good with SD, Damien, all of the pretty boys, so he doesn't think he needs to win. Mm-hmm. And with the triple coming up probably the week after, he feels like it would be stupid to try to win. So it's looking like Dane is probably going to throw this next HOH.
Yeah, I mean, and he is sort of like... I mean, his name's been tossed out a little bit here and there, but I mean, he probably is one of the safest people. I mean, barring Anthony, probably the safest person in the house. You know, this is the point where you can sort of like sit back and, you know, watch the fruit of your labor actually, you know, work for you. So, are we sure about this triple though? Because I feel like that usually happens at the final. Does it usually happen at final eight?
Yeah.
So like
it happens. So like basically like how it would happen if there was a triple is that somebody would be evicted this week. There'd be another full week. And then at the end of next week, there'd be a double eviction where two people go home to make it a triple. And so, you know, so if there were a triple eviction, Dane would be correct in wanting to throw this next HOH so that he'd be eligible for the triple eviction at the end of next week. But we don't know if there's really going to be a triple eviction. So,
yeah, I mean, I mean, they've been doing it for so long. So I imagine that there probably will be. But it is, I don't know, I feel something. I don't know. It feels like they're. Because the finale is about a month away now, so I mean, I guess, yeah. Because then that's about 4 weeks left, so you have to get down to the final two. So, yeah, I mean, I guess that's I'd probably be thinking the same thing if I were him. So,
So we then get Adam, Anthony, and Mark. They were talking pretty boys talk in the pantry. They kind of got caught by Damien and Esty. They had to do some damage control at the end of this. But in this conversation, Adam is going to continue to try to pitch for Sam. He has the pitch that he came up with Sam the night before, mm-hmm. where he talked about like, hey, if Sam is in the house, that's another person that's going to be put up in the triple eviction. It's another target in front of us. That's great. If Sam is gone, then it's going to be me and Kira up on the block. And that's not good because then we have to send Kira home and all of this stuff. But Anthony and Mark, they're not biting, which we could have predicted. Mark says, look, I just can't trust her. She put me up. She told me she wouldn't. And she did. And so, you know, we just can't trust her. And SD's easier to beat. It really just comes down to that. And that's what it's going to continue to come down to as we repeat these conversations over and over for the next few days.
Yeah. I mean, there really isn't any way around that reasoning. You know, I mean, when somebody puts you up, that's perfect gamma to want to vote them out. I mean, and it's not only convenient, even if you don't necessarily believe that they're coming after you now, it doesn't matter. Like once that line has been crossed, it's hard to go back from that because you're always going to be it's just the game of Big Brother. Once you put somebody on the block, it becomes easier to keep doing it. Even if they're a pawn, like it's just easy to, because you've done it already. You've gotten the blood on your hands. It's stale blood, you know? So, hey, I feel like Sam probably has a better chance of staying campaigning for herself than Adam campaigning for Sam hearing Sam's name kind of come out of Adam's mouth, you're always just going to go to, oh, of course you're going to want her to stay. Like, that's your girl. Like, you know, you're fighting for your girl to stay. Like, it's going to go in one ear and right out the other.
Yeah.
So it is what it is.
So they then start talking about who they should take to the final five. You know, talking about how Kira is a good option. They're very weak, easy to beat in the final five. But, you know, maybe if not Kira, Anthony says, well, you know, Corey's a great option. I think Corey is a good, she's easily controlled. Somebody that would be great to take. Adam is like, no. Corey's too dangerous. She wins competitions. And Anthony's like, but Corey listens to me. She's, that's why she'd be great. And he's trying to make this pitch, but Adam's just like, well, you're, of course you're going to say this. If we get to the final five and something goes wrong and Corey wins an HOH, you're the one that's going to be safe. And so we're going to be screwed. And so this is just, not a lot of resolution to this. As I said, they then kind of get interrupted by Damien and Esty, but, still a lot of fighting about like who should be taken to that final five. You know, Damien is still an option. You know, Kira's an option here. Anthony's trying to push Corey there. It's, you know, they're really wanting to get their own people.
It's just going to come down to who wins the competitions and who is going to end up with the power to actually make the final decision. Because at this point, I mean, it's that this is why this is the interesting part of the game left for me now, is how the dynamics within the Pretty Boys are going to flesh out. Because, yeah, they're all pretty good players. So it's all about who's going to actually have the power to make the decision, because your cards are kind of shown to your allies at this point. So, you know, you can't really convince, there's no convincing one or the other that, you know, this person is the best person to stay, because you're already convinced within yourself that you already know who's the best person for you. So we'll see. I mean, Anthony hasn't won anything, so I'm not really sure if he's going to even like, if Corey's going to stay, it's going to be because Corey saved herself, not because Anthony was the one to convince people to do it.
Yeah.
So
I don't know if it, I can't remember if it was in this conversation or if it was another conversation later, but Adam is also talking to Mark about like, hey, like you can make a deal with Sam to you know, like you know, that'll be fine. And Mark is just like, well, what is she going to have weed brain and forget about it the next week though?
Come on, Shady Mark, come on.
So maybe this was during the conversation they had after. So Adam then talks to Mark after the pantry conversation. They talk more about how Corey should not come to the final five. Mark does stick up for Anthony though and says, hey, Anthony kept us safe this week. You know, Corey didn't put any of us on the block. He does have a point there. And Adam's like, I mean, Dane went on the block. Like Dane was the target, right? Yeah. And Mark is like, well, I mean, it wasn't like, I mean, it was, I mean, I don't know, maybe talk to Dane about that. And Adam's like, what are you saying? Dane was the target, right? Like this wasn't like a plan all along to get Sam out or anything, right? Or he's like, right. What? I don't know.
And that's your whole reason for wanting Sam out too, Mark, is that she put you on the block. So I mean, Corey putting Dane on the block, you know, it happened. You know, like there was a possibility that he could have gone home. It was a small possibility, but there was still a possibility that he could have gone home. So, you know, that all these campaignings right now between these four guys is it's entertaining for me, because they're all to be so successful and then to have to like talk about the fine tunings of your end game is like it's a special kind of nuance. That I'm very interested in seeing right now. So, but yeah, she pushed you on the block. She did.
Yeah. So Adam goes straight to Dane. Like, hey, Mark just told me that this whole thing was just a plan the whole time to get Sam out the Sam back door. Is that true? And Dane's like, what? No. What's no, Mark? What is Mark talking about? I don't know anything about this. That's crazy. That's, definitely not the case. So then Dane is going to run to Mark, and Dane's going to be like, what the hell, Mark? And Mark is like, what? I didn't say anything. What are you talking about? Adam just came up with that on his own. He's trying to fish for information, just like Kira did to him that one time. I definitely didn't say anything. And Dane's like, okay. And so Adam runs to Corey, and he's like, hey, Corey, Was this the plan all along? Were you trying to get Sam out? That's what Mark just told me. And Corey's like, Mark, you think I would have told the plan to Mark? Mark didn't know the plan. And Corey's telling the truth. She doesn't think that Mark knew the plan. But then Corey deflects better than any of the pretty boys did and says, you think this is bad? There's some other stuff you don't know about. Sam has been in here since being nominated, throwing you under the bus, Adam, saying that the only reason she's on the block right now, the only reason she was lying was because she was protecting you and that you were behind the backdoor plan. And Adam's like, what? She's like, I can tell by your reaction that she didn't tell you about this. And so then Adam's like, oh, and so, Adam is then going to run to Kira and he's like, Sam threw me under the bus. Why did Sam throw me under the bus? And Kira's like, no, listen, don't be mad at Sam. Be mad at me. It was my idea. He's like, what? So, okay. So Sam's more loyal to you than me, I guess. I guess that's what's happening here. This is just a big mess in the morning.
It is. Adam's doing a lot of running, a lot of running around. How messed up is that to, really be out here campaigning for your girl to stay. And in the midst of that, you find out that she's throwing you under the bus while you're running around trying to fight for her honor. it's really embarrassing.
Yeah.
And just messy at this point, because now everybody is just, oh no, it's you. Oh no, it's her fault. Oh no, like, don't listen to her. Like, oh, don't. Sam is okay. Like, it was all me. It's like, does that make it any better? Because so the two of y'all have just been out here talking without me. So
not no good. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors and we'll be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, it's Rob. It was an amazing week of Survivor, and we had incredible podcasts with Christian Hubicki and Steven on the Know-It-Alls. Make sure you catch those as well. Plus, The Circle was back this week with an AI contestant. Taryn, Mike Bloom, and Puya broke down the first week of drops from The Circle and on Renap. Who did Sam Moore find for the big guest? Find out on this week's Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. Adam's also frustrated with Corey. He's telling Kira that, everything Corey says just feels like it's coming straight from Anthony's mouth. It's very frustrating. And really is part of what sets Kira off, thinking more about Anthony. Kira has been annoyed with Anthony ever since they found out that Anthony has been gunning for Sam. And so this is going to continue to, boil up throughout the day and lead to a bit of a confrontation later on.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I just lost my train of thought.
Yes. Well, what you need is Anthony to talk through you so that you have words to say, just like Corey.
My point's going to come back to me as soon as we move on to the next topic. But go ahead.
Adam is eventually going to confront Sam about this. He's mad at her for throwing him under the bus. And she's like, I had to. The only reason I'm in this position is because I've been protecting you. He's like, what are you talking about? We had a story. We were going to stick to it. She's like, well, no, I was talking about Dane. I was saying it was all Dane. He's like, what are you? We were just going to deny. You were sore saying different stories this whole time. Why didn't you just listen to me? We should have stuck to the story. And she's like, no, I had to do my own thing. It's like, why? Why are you doing it? Now you've changed your story to say it was me, to throw me under the bus. You look even more like a liar. And Sam is even more mad that he's saying that she should have listened to him. She's like, how dare you blame me for this? Mm-hmm. What a mess.
It really is. It's an interesting situation because, you have Sam trying to save herself. And of course, you're going to want to say anything that you can to get yourself in the good graces of everyone who want to vote for you. So if that includes throwing your partner under the bus a little bit, for sure, then go ahead and do that. And also, Adam really should. I mean, I understand why Adam is upset about it, because then it makes him, like, it sewers his name. That's my new vocabulary word from Big Brother Canada, sewer. It sewers his name. But in the same regard, like, your alliance is the alliance that is controlling everything. So really, your game really can't be sewered, because your alliance has been the people that are sending people home anyway. So let her do what she has to do. But, like, at the same time, you don't want to clue Sam in on the fact that your alliance has been running everything, even though the cards have been clearly laid out for her to see them the entire time. So it's just a hodgepodge of buffoonery.
I think he's mostly upset that because he is genuinely trying to keep her. And, like, the thing that people are going to start saying now is that, like, oh, she's changing her story all over again. And he's like, why would you do that? You're changing your story, making you look like more of a liar in order to throw me under the bus. Like, those are two very bad things, and it's making it worse for you. And he really feels like, if we had stuck to the story, then maybe we wouldn't even be in this position, which honestly is maybe true. The fact that we've been talking about it all week long, that the reason Sam failed here where Dane succeeded is because Dane coordinated his story and everyone listened to Dane and everyone said the same story and it sounded great. Whereas with Sam, she said one thing, Kira said another thing, and Adam said another thing, and none of them were on the same page. And it's, Adam thought they were on the same page, but they were not.
Kira is the true plague. They really should just not include them in any more of any storytelling that has to occur. Like, which is funny, because Kira was trying to tell Sam that Sam was the one that wasn't good at talking, but I mean, I have a few mirrors for you on sale, Kira. Just go ahead and look in them. Take a look at yourself, okay?
Yes. So Sam is going to then spend a bit more of the day campaigning to people. She's up in the HOH room campaigning to Anthony, Corey, Damien, some other people. She then is going to talk to Dane for a little while, then is going to talk one on one with Anthony for a while. All the same points that we had talked about, the day before. And it's going to go absolutely nowhere. I don't know. Like, these people somehow all went to the same school of PowerPoint presentation campaigns where she is doing exactly what Kiki was doing last week, where, they're just listing off points, and she made fun of Kiki's campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. But what can you do? So she's annoyed at Anthony after her conversation with him. Just obviously she's not getting through to him. And so, she's talking with Kira again, still pissed off at Adam for saying that she should have listened to him, is annoyed at Anthony. Kira is also more and more frustrated with Anthony that he won't listen to them, saying, Anthony gives so much advice, but he never takes any. That's because he just tries to manipulate people. That's what's going on with Anthony. And it's the ups and downs of Anthony all over the place.
Yeah, there's people are starting to really, really, really get testy with him. And this guy, props to Anthony, really, because the amount of clout and social clout that he has and is, sort of like insulated himself and sort of been able to, run the gamut and, sort of relatively remain clean of it all is pretty good. So I'm definitely, as the weeks go on, I'm definitely more and more of an Anthony proponent to win Big Brother Canada 7. So I'll be interested to see how this pans out.
There you go. Esty is going to campaign to Mark a bit under the advice of Dane, which was prompted by Mark saying Esty should come campaign to me. So this little circle has eventually now closed off. Just letting you know that it happened. Because again, it's totally useless information. Of course, Mark is going to vote to keep Esty. Anthony has a conversation with Mark more about Adam. Adam's the worst, he's so in love, blah 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 blah. Adam, this guy, he campaigned harder for Chelsea than he campaigned for you, Mark. He's the worst, blah blah blah. They bond some more. Sam is going to have some more conversations with Adam and Kira. Sam really just having a cranky day people keep talking like she's already gone. She's got the weed brain. You know, she's in these fights with Adam. She starts to trash talk Corey. Starts saying, hey, Corey's husband. I'm sorry, Corey's husband. She's in love with Anthony. And Adam's like, whoa. And she's like, hey, it's true. It's like, okay.
And really she's gonna repeat of that kind of narrative.
Yeah. And she's saying to Adam, like, oh, you'll probably want some distance after we get out of this house. You know, you'll probably want to be dating other people. He's like, what are you talking about, Sam? What are you doing? She's just really spiraling today.
Yeah, it's a classic case of I'm about to go home and now I'm questioning everything that's happened in this house, including this showmance that I have with you. Is it going to work outside? Is this how you're going to behave when we're outside of the house? Was this all actually for nothing? Am I actually in love with you? Do you love me? And then, you know, 2 months from now, there's a picture of them on the timeline of them going skydiving somewhere. We're like, oh, look at them. They're so happy.
Yes. And I see in the chat, people are like, hey, maybe it is the case that, that Corey is in love with Anthony. Come on, guys. Just because we don't like what Corey's doing, just because we don't like that Anthony is controlling her in the game, does not mean that she is unfaithful to her husband in any way. We don't need to do that. It's not even the case that they're snuggling, because they're not. It's not even the case that she's talking about how he's attractive, because she's not. Like, lots of other people have way more, you know, Esty has snuggled with Anthony more than Corey has. Esty has talked about how great looking Anthony is and how charismatic and charming he is way more than Corey has. Like, the only thing is that Corey is manipulated by Anthony, which does not mean that she's in love with him. We don't need to start sewering people's marriages about a game. It just calm down, people.
Yeah, did we learn nothing from BB20? I mean, that was a message on its own. And, I mean, honestly, like, I mean, it can be said that a guy and a girl can be in an alliance together. And plus, they're in the house. Like, that's all. These are the people that they interact with. This is her. This is her number one. This is her partner in the game. So of course they're going to spend a lot of time together. But it doesn't mean that, you know, there's anything else going on. So I never really even got that vibe. You know. To be honest, even in the package edit, because they had like a little Corey and Anthony package on one of the episodes last week. Even to me, it just seemed very platonic. So I'm not getting that, but maybe y'all like Anthony. Maybe y'all are in love with Anthony and you're projecting onto Corey.
Honestly, I think it's projection, because you want to have another reason to hate her because you don't like what she's doing in the game. So just stop it. Stop it. That's personal life. Leave personal life out of game life. It's so easy, people. All right. So Dane checks in with Esty to make sure, hey, you know, have you campaigned to all the right people? Hey, yes. Yes. Good. Yes, they're good. They study some days. They cuddle a bit. Kira has another conversation. So this is finally, Kira is going to do this, a little bit of a confrontation with Anthony about like, hey, why don't you want Sam in the house? Dane is this mastermind, blah, 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 blah. He tries to turn it around on her, on them, saying, you know, hey, why are you in a woman's alliance? Was there a women's alliance happening at some point? And they're like, a women's alliance? What about a guy's alliance? This is a dumb conversation.
It's like you're drawing cards, like, oh, you know, well, what about this? What about this, though? So, like, it wasn't going to go anywhere from the get-go. And Kira is just not, she's just not good at, like, when someone, like, if she tries to confront somebody and then they turn it back on her, and like we saw with Corey the other day, and like when she's trying to tell, when they are trying to tell Corey that Sam wasn't the one that was, you know, out here trying to backdoor, like, it's just, it, and Corey says, Corey just flat out says, I don't believe you. Kira then just sort of just, it's like she can't, or they can't like compute that someone doesn't believe what they're saying. And then everything that comes out of her mouth, comes out of their mouth after that is just very, there's no argument skills at all there. It's just, it's just why don't you believe me? Why can't you see what I'm seeing? And that doesn't work. It doesn't work.
And they really just, they should not be upsetting Anthony. They should be continuing to, you know, make him believe that they are firmly in his pocket because he is their greatest protection at this point. And they're really just letting him know that they suspect guys are working together, that they're not willing to be manipulated by him. And like, I get it, but like, man, So they have this conversation and it does not go particularly well. And then Sam and Adam are going to argue some more as well. Sam thinks that her problem is that she didn't throw Adam under the bus even sooner. And Adam's like, well, no, the problem is that you didn't stick to the story. And blah, 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 blah. I said, it's a slow day. It's a lot of just like blah, blah, all over the place.
Very much so. This whole, like, Sam and Adam, to me, like, I'm just interested to see how, because she's going to go home. She's done. I'm really interested to see how this affects his game without her there. Like, how, like, what now? There's nothing, like, there's nobody for you to get mad and throw files in the file room on the floor over. It's, like, what now? Like, who are you going to trust now? Like, how are you going to get to the end of the game? How are you going to make all of this worth it? You know, so that's the Adam that I am waiting to see. Yes. I think right now it's been a lot of Sam and Adam. And I just want Adam right now.
Yes. All right. So Dane is going to talk to Mark. Dane, working in the pretty boys sort of realm, you know, talking to Mark about how Anthony, he's going to be real hard to beat. Final two. Shouldn't be taking Anthony. He's back to this line. It's been a little while since he's used this one, but he's trying to make sure. Maybe he sees that Mark is gravitating toward Anthony. Maybe he feels like he needs to do something about that. So he's saying, you know, this Anthony guy, you know, hasn't even touched the block yet. Mm-hmm. Probably won't touch the block the whole game. That's crazy. That's insane right there. This guy is going to be so hard to beat. Man.
Yeah, that's quite frankly how you do it. You know what I mean? At first, when he started, you know, throwing that out there, I was like, oh my God, don't do that. Don't do it. It's going to get back. But then I was like, this is how, you know, you drop seeds by complimenting someone's game. You're just like, oh wow, like they haven't been on the block at all. Like that's very impressive. And then what it does is just gets that other person to start thinking about it as well. Even if they have to hear somebody else vocalize it, like as well, and put words to that thought, it's like, oh yeah, like, That is, especially to somebody like Mark, who's already thinking about, you know, turning on the Alliance. So, yeah, but, you know, you just put it out there and then watch it grow in everybody else's minds. And then when the narrative starts to become, wow, Anthony has not been on the block, then it becomes more of a reason to put him on the block. And then once he's on the block, there's a reason to send him home. So I don't want it to happen, but it's a good move by Dane, I think.
It makes me wonder, because Dane basically volunteered for the block this week. It makes me wonder if part of his motivation was to avoid having the target in the final four or whatever of I've never touched the block and have it be on somebody else, like, hey, I've been on the block, you know, but this guy managed to avoid the block the whole time. Mm-hmm. Don't be taking him to the end. Now, if he still plans on taking Anthony to the end, not the best strategy in the world, because now Anthony has that argument over you. Who knows? You know, either he's not planning on taking Anthony anymore, or it was not an intentional plan. But either way, he's using this as an argument against people taking Anthony and Fort, people taking him. In this conversation, Mark is also talking. They're talking about who could put us up. Mark kind of figures that, you know, he kind of thinks maybe Kira will put him up, that they would want him up next to Esty, and that's a way to get Esty to be sent home if he's up next to her. So that starts ruminating in his mind.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, once it's out there, it's out there. So I don't know. Would Kira put Anthony up? Would they do that? Do you think?
Anthony, no. I think they've been talking about putting, I think, Dane and Esty, or Dane and Corey. It's trying to get either Corey or Dane out is basically their main goal.
Right. Mark just wants somebody else to do it. That's just like his theme. It's just like, who can do this for me? Just like, I don't know, man. I think you're running out of options. You waited so long to make a move. And I think a lot of you waited too long to make these connections socially too. So like at this point, man, it's looking like it's going to have to be you or it ain't happening. You're going to be sitting in the final four with the rest of them boys and y'all going to have to duke it out. And if the track record speaks for anything, it's not looking good for you. So I don't know. I don't know.
Yes, Anthony is going to talk with Corey some more about Damian, and it's not good. It's not good. Anthony's work against Damian, he's been putting in this work all week long, and it's really coming to fruition here. Talking more about, like, so Damian, he's really close with Esty, so he must have known about the backdoor plan for you last week, Corey. And Corey's like, yeah, the more that I've thought about it, the more I think that you're right. I feel so betrayed by Damian that he didn't tell me about this. This is just complete fabrication. Like, between Damian's like final two alliance with Esty, which isn't real, to Damian knowing about the backdoor, to Damian not telling Corey, like, Damian had a final two with Corey. Just last week, they were talking. They were super tight. They were super close. And now Corey is talking. I feel so betrayed by Damian. Anthony is rightfully going to brag about this to Adam later. He probably shouldn't be, but he is, because he feels very, very, very good about himself for this Damian work.
Professor X again. Yes. Yeah. I don't... What is it about what is it about that relationship that she is just so willing to just go with it like that? I don't know.
How this worked is he planted the seed. He said, Damian, really close with Esty. We need to make sure, we need to keep this plan secret. So just in order to keep this plan secret, make sure you don't tell Damian, just in case Damian tells Esty. And then with that seed planted, Corey starts noticing how often Damian hangs out with Esty. Damian doesn't hang out with a lot of people. He likes to hang out with people that he likes, and Esty is one of those people. And so he does hang out with Esty a lot. Doesn't have a huge game relationship with her, but does hang out with her a lot. So Corey starts noticing Damian's hanging out with Esty a lot. The seed starts growing. And Anthony starts saying, Damian and Esty, they're a tight pair. They're inseparable. They tell each other everything. Yeah, that's probably right. They're hanging out all the time. Then he introduces the next stage. Wait a minute, if they tell each other everything, Esty knew about the backdoor plan. I wonder if Damian knew about the backdoor plan. They think about that, ruminates, seed grows. And then, now it's like, oh, well, Damian knew about the backdoor plan. Why didn't he tell you, Corey? Why didn't he tell you about this backdoor plan? He definitely knew about it. I mean, we've established that already. It's like, yeah, you're right. He must have known. So why didn't he tell me? He's betraying me. I can't trust Damian. This is crazy. I can't believe him. Why would he do that to me? And there you go.
It's like the power of isolation in the game of Big Brother and keeping certain people away from one another and then allowing, people to draw their own conclusions and connect these imaginary dots should never be underestimated, because there really isn't any reason to believe that Damian is really, really out for anybody, really. Like, so the fact that she has been, that she's convinced herself of this is, hey,
there you go,
give it up to Anthony.
Mark is going to go talk to Kira and Sam, and he is going to come in hot saying, Kira, I've been thinking about it. You're going to put me on the block next week if you win. Kira's like, what? Yeah, you're going to put me up next to Esty. And that's the way to get Esty out of the house. And you know what? I don't even care. I'm totally fine with it. And Kira's like, no, because Kira freaks out. Like yesterday when I talked about how Corey told Kira that she didn't believe them. And Kira was like, what? You don't believe me? What are you talking? Kira is now like freaking out about Mark, saying that they will put him on the block. And they're just like, no, but that's not even true. No, stop. Like, Kira is that person that's very easy to mess with because they take everything so seriously. And so No, I'm not even going to do that, though. And Mark is like, it's okay. It's okay. I get it. You're going to put me on the block. It's fine. But I'm really not even going to. He's like, I mean, I don't know. And they're like, I'm going to put up these. I mean, and they keep like almost saying their real plan to Mark, but they then realizing they shouldn't because that would be exposing too much information. And so they're trying to explain to Mark, no, I won't put you up, but at the same time, not telling him who they actually will put up. And, it's very funny, but Sam gets very, very annoyed in this conversation because, again, they're talking like she's not there because Mark is saying that he's going to be put up next to Esty. Mark is a vote that Sam kind of wants slash needs. And so she's just sitting there like, oh, my God. She eventually just leaves. She's just done with it. At which point, Mark says to Kira, like, look, I'm sorry. Sorry about that. I just needed to come in hot. I needed to show I am not effing around anymore. This is a new Mark that I'm not going to take anything. I'm not going to take any of this anymore. And so I'm showing Sam that, you know, I don't take any BS. And, you know, I just wanted to prove that to show a new face. And, you know, Kira's, I think, doing their best here. Like, oh, no, I totally respect this more than, you know, talking behind my back. And I think they actually do. They talk to Sam about how they actually do appreciate Mark's bluntness versus, you know, people talking behind their back and all that stuff. And so then they start talking about like, okay, so we're not going to, I believe you, you're not going to put me up. I'm not going to put you up. You know, we're the weak people in this house. We're the people that, we're just pawns being dragged along. And, you know, that's not good. We got to do something about this. You know, Mark says, I think we should talk to Anthony. I know you have a good relationship with Anthony. And I'm sure Kira was like, I did. Hopefully I'd still do. And saying like, we should talk to, Anthony. I think he can help us. For as bad as Dane is, for as dangerous as Dane is, I think that he wants both of us in the final five because we're both so weak. But if we get there, us work together. And, you know, hopefully we can make some kind of shot before that. I think he's really trying to approach Kira, trying to get Kira on his side in an anti Pretty Boys move, but trying to be very, very careful about it. And so, he's doing that. He's also letting Kira know you should really, Sam's done. Well, I'm just letting you know that there's no chance. You should be voting her out because it would be bad for your game if you voted to keep her. And Kira's like, no, I get it. If the votes aren't there, then that's the way I'm going. So, interesting conversation between Mark and Kira.
Yeah. I mean, it seemed like him really coming in hot seemed to really work to his advantage since Kira did sort of respect it. So, I mean, that's sort of comforting to know that you can, you know, be that open with somebody and then they sort of like they can really understand where you're coming from, even if they freak out in the beginning, because then, yeah, like maybe there is a chance that you can work with this person towards the end of the game. Maybe Kira will see that, yeah, that you guys are the weakest ones. And if you really have any shot of winning, it's going to be fighting with one another than fighting against each other. So, I don't know because Kira also really likes Adam too. So I don't know how this is going to work out, but we'll see.
We'll see. Kira is then going to talk to Sam about their conversation with Mark. They do leave some of the stuff out though. And they ask Sam, hey, is it okay if I don't vote for you, if the votes aren't there? And Sam is like, yeah, it's fine. But you know what? I never even really cared about winning.
Like she's beginning to give up. She
says, I never even cared about, I came here for the experience. And I feel like I've gotten a good one. I made it to jury. I feel good about that. Adam's going to join them later, you know, and then she starts talking about, when are you going to propose? He's like, wait, what? She's like, I'm kidding. And, Kira's like, she would say no anyway. And she's like, no, I'd say yes. And she's talking about like true love. She came onto the show. She found something greater than money. She found true love. So that's where Sam's head is at right now.
I mean, whatever you have to tell yourself, Sam, whatever works for you. I personally, I complain about this every season. Every season I complain about this. I cannot stress it enough. I know that maybe sometimes it's like the cards are stacked against you. I get it. But like, come on. Like, you didn't come on that show for love. You didn't come on that show for marriage. You came on that show because you wanted to win the game. You wanted to win $100,000. And it's as simple as that. Like, you're still there. Your eviction is not until tomorrow. You have time. Do something. Work something out. Come up with fabricate things, because fabrication works in this game. Come on. Like,
to be fair, Amon, there's a very good chance that she genuinely just has weed brain and forgot that she came in for those things.
I guess there is a very good chance of that as well. Stop smoking weed then, boo.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, hearing stuff like this, like, could you imagine like Erica or Johnny last season on their way out the door being like, you know, I just came for the experience and I'm just glad that I found some great friends. No.
I mean, there really are two types of people in this world. There's the, oh my God, well, you know, I did it. You know, I made it to jury. There's that Big Brother player. And then there's the Big Brother player that will literally curse you out on the way out the door because they're so upset for leaving. So I happen to be the latter. So, and I think most fans are.
Yeah. All right. So that's basically what we've got for you. Unless there's anything else you wanted to bring up, Amon.
No, it was a pretty slow day. I mean, one thing is that conversation with Mark and Kira and pretty much acting as if Sam was going to be up the door reminded me so much. I went and tried to find it on Big Brother 18 archives. Is when James, Davon is on the block. James is like talking about the next week's vote or whatever. I forget who's on the block with Davon, but he's like, oh, well, we'll just put her up again as a pawn. And mm-hmm. Davon's like, well, that person can't be there if I'm staying, right? It's reminded me so much of that because James was just so messy. But that was just my little musing. Other than that, I don't have anything else to say.
My favorite one of those was Dan talking to Frank in Big Brother 14. Oh, yeah. Where he also made one, but then quickly like smoothed it over. Because it's hard sometimes. You're planning the next week and you're talking to somebody that thinks they're still going to be there.
Yeah, all these webs weaved around. It's hard to keep track sometimes, especially with all these people in the room. You forget that there's... That's always my favorite faux pas in Big Brother. It's so hilarious to me.
Yeah. So that's what we've got for you today. You know, there's very little likely to happen to change this vote. So we are just kind of waiting for the eviction so that we can get to the next week and see what happens then. Likely not the pretty boys going home. I can tell you that. So you can find us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taren. Amon is at Amon Adwin. And, yeah, thanks for joining us. I will be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother Canada 7 live feeds. And later today, I will be speaking with Kevin Martin about his thoughts on the season. And hopefully we can get that released into the podcast feed at some point today. If it's not up today, don't worry. It'll probably come tomorrow or whenever it goes up. So don't worry. Unless I say it's canceled, it will happen at some point. Don't worry.
That's exciting. Yay, Kevin.
Yes.
I haven't heard from him in a while.
And then tomorrow night, of course, we'll be live to recap the eviction of Sam.
That's, of Sam.
All right. So thank you once again, everyone, for joining us. I will see you next time.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.